An act of protest last season by now former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who took a knee during the play in the national anthem, this season has turned into a more widespread protest all throughout the NFL. The growth of this protest has resulted in, well, two main issues at least. Players over-magnifying an action which will not address their concern, and fans reacting negatively to that action. As we get ready for another day of the NFL action, will the players and owners realize the strength of the fire they started that is burning them now? Here to talk about this is one of the original members of the U.S. Army's Delta Force. Later went on to command the Green Berets. He was also Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for President George W. Bush. Today he's the Executive Vice President of the Family Research Council, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin. Thanks for being here today, sir.
Hey, thank you very much. I'm glad to be with you.
And the website for Family Research Council is frc.org. They bring a lot of attention to really important issues to protect patriotism, heritage, as well as Christianity and others. So learn more about them at frc.org. When this started this season, Lieutenant General, with the knee bending and sitting down and even not coming onto the field, what was your initial reaction to what this impact was going to be? What was being said versus what did they want to say?
Well, I think that was my biggest question, was exactly what are they trying to achieve? What are they protesting? What is their ultimate objective and desired outcome here, which I don't think that the majority of them could have articulated very well. They could talk about social justice, but yeah, what do you really mean? So I think that the whole thing sort of lost its meaning, was obscure, and most of them were not thinking for themselves. They were just following along like little lemmings. But that said, my biggest issue was denigrating the flag and dishonoring the national anthem and the nation's sacrifices is a bridge too far for me as a veteran.
At least by my view, it seems like, is there racism in America? Yeah, I mean, you'd be foolish to say there are no instances of racism in America. But through this action, are the players and the owners, in a way, indicting the entire nation for the ignorant acts of a very few people?
Well, that's exactly right. And again, when Colin Kaepernick started this last year, remember that he made a very bold statement regarding his disdain for the nation, with words like, I won't stand for a flag of a nation that represents repression to black people and other minorities. And so he was clearly showing a disdain for the nation. Now you hear these commentators saying, well, we love the country. We love the flag. We're just trying to make a point here. No, you don't love the country. You don't love the flag. And by the way, you don't know a doggone thing about history, because when you stand for God Save the Queen, after bowing during our national anthem, you fail to realize that slavery came to America when we were British colonies and they were brought here on British slave ships. End of discussion.
They also say that the flag is just a symbol and a piece of cloth. Then, okay, why is it so significant when it's draped over the coffin of a fallen hero?
Well, when you come into the military, you take an oath to the Constitution. And you regularly have a pledge of allegiance to that flag. That is a sacred oath, and it is an oath that you had better not violate. That flag represents everything that's in that Constitution, all the freedoms. It represents the history of this nation, which is a history of sacrifice. It's a history of great courage, and it's a history of people that have gone before us and paid a dear price that we might be able to enjoy those freedoms. So when you watch a plane land at Dover Air Force Base, coming out of Afghanistan or Iraq or anywhere else with coffins in the back of it, you can't tell in those flag-draped coffins which soldiers are white and which soldiers are black. There's no discrimination there. They're all going to be buried together, or they're all going to be buried with honors, with the same honors. And then that flag is going to be folded into a trifold, and it's going to be presented by a kneeling officer to the mother, the father, the wife, the sister of those fallen comrades, and he's going to say, this flag is being presented on behalf of a grateful nation in honor of the sacrifice that your son made, your husband made. I don't think that what is happening in the NFL right now is an appropriate way to protest anything in this country.
Talking with Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, who was one of the original members of the U.S. Army's Delta Force, who later went on to command the Green Berets. He's now Executive Vice President of the Family Research Council, which is founded FRC.org, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Something ridiculous is actually catching my attention. You have some of these players over the last couple of weeks who, for them, deciding whether or not to take a knee or deciding to take a knee is, for them, has been the most agonizing decision of their lives, as if their action is meaning something. And I look at, you know, what they're doing versus what the result of it is. As far as I can see, I don't see a Rosa Parks among the bunch of them.
There is not. There's not at all. There's no leadership there. That's why I say they're following along like a bunch of little lemmings. Look, this is a game. At the end of the day, this is a game that you get paid a lot of money to play. It's a game. When those soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines go off to war and they wear that flag on their shoulder, it's not a game. It's dead serious. It's life and death. And they never have any question about whether to put that flag on or not. That's why I think these professional football players and coaches are bringing an absolute scandal to their sport, to their chosen profession, because their first instinct should be to stand for the one thing in this country that unites us, and that's the national anthem.
I was doing some research, and I'm not going to get into the legals here. I did post an article over on my Facebook page a week or so ago. Legally, NFL owners could fire players for not standing up for the national anthem. But here's what the NFL has stood silent on. The Rams attacked law enforcement with a hands-up, don't-shoot demonstration. NFL said nothing. NFL, when the Cowboys wanted to honor fallen officers that were massacred by Black Lives Matter, they refused to do that. The NFL gave the okay for a Super Bowl halftime show, which included a tribute to the Black Panthers. And there was, to a degree, NFL even barred players from wearing anything that honored the victims of 9/11 back in 2001. Seems like the NFL needs to have a little shakeup of their priorities.
Well, I'll tell you what the NFL needs is they need some history lessons to begin with. Secondly, they need some leadership, and that leadership is at the coaching level, at the owner's level, at the general manager's level, and certainly at the player level. I don't see that now.
Although amongst the lemmings, as you so accurately referred to them, we saw some people literally and, I guess, spiritually stand up. One of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Alejandro Villanueva. He was the only Steeler last week who came out. The rest of the team didn't even come out to the field. He just stayed in the locker room, which is probably even magnifying the insult. But Alejandro came out, stood at attention, hand over his heart. Obviously, we found out, you know, shortly thereafter he was a veteran of military service, and he's one of the stand-up people, as it appears.
Well, yeah, but then the next day, after getting hammered by his coach and the pressure from his fellow players, he backed away from apologized.
Yeah,
I wish he hadn't even gone out there rather than and then show that he's got no courage. That's what is incredible to me. Here's a guy that showed courage in combat. Physical courage in combat. Well, what about moral courage? What about the moral courage to stand for what you believe in? And that's why I'm so disappointed in his actions.
Yeah, you're right about that. I think, I don't know, maybe not being a pro athlete, the power of the teammate, I guess, clouded him at that point. I'm playing devil's advocate here. That's the only thing I could say that would justify what he was doing. Much like Tom Brady said, that you might not agree, but we're a team. We're in it together, out of it together.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. But again, he did the right thing to start with, and as a veteran, he should have cared enough and been courageous enough to stand and say, "Look, I'm not condemning those guys for what they're doing. That's their business. But for me, I've paid a price for this country. I've served under that flag. I've worn it in combat, and I have taken an oath to the Constitution that it represents. As for me, I must do this because it's what I believe." Instead, he caved to the pressure of the crowd. I was disappointed.
Yeah, that's a valid point there as well. You know, just a closing idea here, and certainly this, you know, relating to what you do now, you're part of the Family Research Council. FRC.org is the website. These guys, as you mentioned, they have a lot of money. They obviously have a concern or a criticism of some element of America. Instead of doing the physical equivalent of clicking that you like something on your Facebook page, why don't they start an organization and bring the ideas before people? They could certainly start it, even cushion their tax burden by starting up a 501c3 and, you know, and cover some of the multi-millions of dollars that they earn every year and maybe effectively deliver a message versus this hodgepodge that they're doing right now, which probably more people right now, every time they do it, are getting more and more annoyed. That's why That's why DirecTV is offering refunds now, which they never did. And I think more and more people don't know. I think the message is a screw you to Donald Trump versus an attempt to bring light to acts of racism in America.
That's right. And what has happened is the NFL has allowed itself to become an arm of the radical left. And it's sad, too, because I don't think that all of those people that are participating or anti-Trump or radical leftist. But it's, again, they're not thinking. They're following along. And I think that the NFL has allowed itself to be duped, and they're paying a price for it. And I think that what you're going to see is, in spite of the president's use of the term SOB, what I think you're going to find is that the president's going to come out on top on this thing, that because he was standing on a platform of patriotism. And I think that ultimately is going to prevail.
I think so, too. And President Trump was not calling the NFL players. This is the confusion the news media is making. He did not call the players SOBs. He was speaking as a coach, would say, fire that SOB. So that's a confusion, again, another element that the media is creating on this. Learn more about the work of the Family Research Council, of which Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin is the executive vice president of, FRC.org. He's also one of the original members of U.S. Army's Delta Force, later went on to command the Green Berets. General Boykin, we thank you for your service. Thank you for your continued service with making us more aware of what we are in need of as far as patriotism, respect, and honoring our nation and our flag. It's more than just a cloth. It's a symbol of everything that we stand for, we exist on, we are here for, to give to others and to provide as an example for others in the world to follow. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much. Enjoyed being with you.